السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Signs of Qiyamah, a narration of Ibn Majah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, by the one in whose hand is my soul, this world will not end until a man passes by a grave. He will roll on the grave and he will say, if only I were in the place of the occupant of this grave. The reason for this will not be because of religion, but because of severe trials and calamities. In this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ is telling us that a time will come that difficulties and calamities will be so great and they will happen in such quick succession and there will be such a prevalence of difficulties and calamities that when a man passes by a grave, he will wish he was dead. He will wish he was lying in the grave. He will wish he was not alive. Someone so aptly said, half the world is in oppression, the other half is in depression. This is a sign of the hour. What can we do though? Whether it's our individual difficulties and hardships or whether it is our collective calamities and afflictions. This hadith does not justify for us to become despondent. Rather, it prophesizes as to what will be the condition of people as we get closer to the end of time, as we get closer to the hour. So as a believer, you bolster your courage by reminding yourself of the verse of the Quran, where Almighty Allah says, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah will not bear you with more than you can manage. Or rather, Allah will not burden you with more than you can manage. So whatever you're going through, it may feel very overwhelming. It may feel like you just cannot handle it. But in reality, it will be not more than what you can manage. Because Allah knows better than you know what you can manage. The other aspect is that of sabr and shukr. Wonderful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anything good happens in your life, you make shukr, you show gratitude to Allah. Anything bad happens in your life, you make sabr, you bear it patiently. And in each situation, you get reward. Because every human is tested by Allah. This world is a place of test. يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِيهِ. Allah says, oh man, life is about struggle after struggle until you meet Allah. So you've got to struggle. If you've got to overcome these challenges, you will be tested. Even if you're a believer, even if you're pious, some people are tested more, some people are tested less. Different people are tested in different ways. Allah knows better than the afflicted person whom to test, how, and to what extent. When you come to your actual life, which is the life of the after, that's when you will realize that in the greater scheme of things, in the plan of Allah, all of this was for my benefit. When you see the rewards that you had accrued as a result of your test. In one hadith it is mentioned that at times Allah wants to give a person a very high level in paradise, in Jannah, but his actions are not going to make him reach that level. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts him through difficulty, through hardship, and as a result then he gets greater reward and he has a higher status. A few years of suffering in this world and an eternity of bliss and enjoyment. At times a person is drifting away from Allah and Allah puts him through difficulty and hardship to give him that wake-up call. So the wisdom is known to Allah. We will before the day of Qiyamah and as we get closer to the hour see more calamities, hardships and difficulties. But as believers, we never become despondent because we have the tools with which to deal with it. Signs of the hour. Until next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.